الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الحياء نصف الإيمان. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الحياء من الإيمان. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الحياء من شعبة الإيمان. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. استغفر الله العظيم. Brothers and sisters, Allah Rabbul Izzat has left us with many boons and favors. And the greatest thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us is the quality, is the sifat, or is the dawlat of Iman. The barakah and the blessings of Iman we will come to realize once we close our eyes, once we reach the grave, or when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More effort of Iman we make, greater appreciation will come about. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala bi majmeen realized this. As a result, they recognize sin as sin. In this age of ours, in this time of trials and tribulation, we Muslims are becoming spiritually void to such an extent that we refuse to define sin, we refuse to realize sin, recognize sin. As a result, when sin is committed, then we refuse to see it and open our eyes and notice that sin is happening. Sahaba Ikram realized sin is that which is punishable in the Akhirah. To such an extent, they have realized the importance of repentance and seeking tawbah, that the Sahaba sinned. Immediately they went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if legal punishment, if hudud had to be enforced, Sahaba was prepared to take the punishment in this world and forego that in the Akhirah. It is our duty that we realize what is sin, recognize what is sin, and then start seeking forgiveness from sin. That is only when we will improve our Iman, the strength of our Iman. Respected elders, in this age, shyness, haya, quality of embarrassment, this quality which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has embedded in us, this quality of shyness, that is being lost. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the quality of passion in man, and He granted us the ability to control this passion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the quality of shyness in every man, in every female. And basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created male and female. And of this male and female, some have accepted that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists in Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Risalat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some do not accept. So Allah has created male and female, and then He has created Muslim and non-Muslim. Male having a definite role in society, female having a definite role in society. And if a person, if a Muslim especially, if he decides that the male must play the female role, or the female must play the male role, then there will be utter confusion and chaos on earth. Which is beginning to happen amongst Muslims in South Africa. This chaos and apathy is setting. Why? Because
the male itself, he wants to make the female adopt his role.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this quality of haya, and this is an inherent, inhibited quality of man.
Provided he safeguards it, he cares for it, and looks after it, and nourishes it, he can become spiritually uplifted. But those two days does not look after this quality of haya, modesty, then he can come down and lower than the animals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says.
In the time of Ibn Sina, he was a medical practitioner and a philosopher of that age. The king's daughter in that age, she had a very rare sickness, a very strange sickness. It started when she yawned, and when she yawned, she raised her hand, and when she raised her hand got stuck at this position. And she remained like that. They called the Akirijin, they called the ulama of the age, they called the practitioners of the age, that the king's daughter has raised, risen her hand, and she can't bring the hands up. How is she going to live? What is going to be her future? So they called it Ibn Sina also. So Ibn Sina studied the age, analyzed it, diagnosed it, and said, I have to talk to her alone. And I have to talk to her a few times alone. No problem. You have to talk to her. We want the hands to come down. The hands are now stuck at that position. So Ibn Sina, first day, he spoke to her, he had a conversation with her, and he left. Second day, he spoke to her, and he came closer to her. Came closer to her, and he went away. Day by day, speaking to her, and coming closer to her. After a little while, after a few days, he spoke to her, and came close to her, he began to retreat, and he placed his hand on her leg. Placed his hand on her leg. Immediately he placed his hand on her leg, she put her hands down. He put her hands down. Why? The quality of shyness was in her. This inherited, inhibited quality which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put was in her, that she did not want anybody to touch her leg, she put her hands down. This quality of kindness is in everyone. This quality of kindness is more in female. This quality of haya is found maximum in female. But Muslim man, what he has decided for himself, that he brought that woman who is supposed to be conceived, he brought that woman who is a pearl in Islam, a diamond in Islam, property which is valuable in Islam, is supposed to be concealed and hidden at home. He has brought it to the marketplace, he has brought it as a commercial property. And basically, in this country and in any Western country, the system of education is corrupt. The system of education, if you look at the textbooks that the students are selling, and especially at the higher levels, that is selling pornography. And after people read those textbooks, and the spirit of learning English, then the morals of a person are demolished. Then the higher of a person is diminished. Then the person experiences a spiritual retrogression. And with the coming of television in this country, and television is a destroyer of haya, a destroyer of modesty. The whole family, the mother, the father, the daughter, the innocent daughter, come and look at the television and look at the obscene things and all look at it. We are Muslims, we have to be shy. How can we do such a thing? Further now, the video has come in, the networks have come in, and all these are networks of satanic deception. You say that television will improve our intelligence, or make us intellect, or improve our standard of living. Magazines, the newspaper, the media, the television, all this is designed so that the Muslim, his moral, must be destroyed. And the Muslim feels proud at times. You enter his place and he says, oh, meet my wife.
shake your hand. Meet my daughter also, Balir's daughter, Meshaw's daughter, shake your hand also. Eat together. Then the stranger comes in the house and they all look at the television also. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in a hadith which runs as follows, that a person, if he knew the azab, the punishment of shaking a hair man, a stranger woman's hand, then he would abstain from it. And he said, it is better, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is better for you to hold live coal or to hold live cinders in your hand than to shake a hair man's hand. The Muslim shakes everybody's hand. And then shaking your hand in the initial stages, then you will say, come inside the house, and the stranger comes into the house. Where is the daughter gone? Daughter is gone excursion. Who is caring for the daughter? Where is the daughter gone? Daughter is gone cinema. Where is the daughter gone? Gone to be friends. In the whole of South Africa, the pregnancy rate in the schools is increasing day by day. In our area also, that if you take 10 years ago the pregnancy rate in school, and you take it 5 years ago the pregnancy rate in school, and you take it now, you'll see there's a rapid, drastic increase. And what is going to happen this year? Allah Ta'ala knows this. This is not only happening in our area, it is happening everywhere. Muslims should think in this direction. Responsible members of the society, the elders of the locality, every individual of the locality should motivate them that there should be a girls' madrasa in our locality. We have got the manpower, we have got the facilities, we have got everything, and there is no girls' madrasa. Man, he got this in his head. There, my daughter, she is studying, typing. She is going to college, and she is mixing with people. This quality of kindness, which is in the female, gets destroyed. If she has to travel in a kumbi, if she has to travel by transport, if she has to mix with the male sector. No, my child is innocent. I take her, she has to attend the girls' party. As I take her there, and I stand outside, my daughter is getting molested inside. That is all Islamic. That is all good behavior. And then when the child comes, the unwanted child comes, then the father is worried, the mother is worried. And when the child comes late, then they come to the mother, what can we do? Start crying now, the child is getting phone calls, the child is getting letters, the child is going away. Why the main factor? The man himself is looking at other woman, the woman will look at other men. And no such thing that when the man and the woman, especially the young man and the young woman are together, no such thing that no evil can happen. You put butter before fire, you cut them. The butter does not melt, there is something wrong with that butter or the fire. And yet you put the young man and the young woman together, and then you say, oh, what has happened? Where is the charity from? There is a roadfall of peace. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that when a male and a female strangers are together, the third one is the devil, the third one is the shaitan. If Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that, then that is haq, and you can see what is happening. Man must dress properly, man must dress his female properly, man must care for himself, man must care for his female, she must dress properly. One of my Islam has written that if you want the males to keep beard, then you must address the females that tell them that the males will keep beard, inshallah, they will keep beard. Ulama has said that if you want the females to dress properly, then you tell the males that dress your females properly. Inshallah, the females will dress properly. Woman has got an important role in Islamic society, but she can never fulfill the role that we are giving her. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came, the Arabs were very beyond the life. The Arabs were mercilessly burying the young daughters alive. And today in this age that we take our daughters, we take their dignity and we bury it alive. We take their honor and we bury it alive. We take their Izzat and bury it alive. All in the name of getting education, all in the name of progress, all in the name of materialism. For a few purposes, we have taken our females and brought them into the medan of commercialism. And we are proud of the fact that our females are walking around naked and we ourselves are dressing naked. Remember that the female must dress properly at the same token, by the same token, that the Muslim man also must dress properly. Not that when he goes to Sizda, that everything can be seen. Muslim man also must behave himself. Muslim man also must look where he is supposed to look, and he must lower his gaze. Just as the female is getting out of control, the man also is to blame.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith that you grant me guarantee for two things, I'll grant you guarantee of Jannah. Mafhum of hadith. You grant me guarantee of two things, I'll grant you guarantee of Jannah, security of Jannah. Sahaba Islam, what are those two things? Hey, one is that what is between the lips, and one is what is between the legs. One is the tongue and one is the private part, that if you grant me guarantee that you will be able to control these two things, you'll be able to utilize it in the right way, you'll be able to utilize it where Islam permits you to do so. In this age, we have become so morally corrupt, so spiritually corrupt, that if a person has got two, three wives, then the people start looking at it, that's a legal wife is gone. And if a person has got mistresses, they say, that's alright, there's mistresses. Mistresses have become the order of the day. And that man who is legally married is a guilty upon. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has showed us, definitely the man, if he requires otherwise, if he must take the otherwise, God goes, water everywhere, water every garden, then he comes across. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah alayhi has stated that a person must look towards his wife with the order, with the size, with the attitude of authority. And he must look towards his parents with the order of love. When he looks to them, he must look to them with the eyesight of love. And when he looks towards his junior, then he must look with affection. And when he looks towards his senior, then he must look with respect. And today, man, that order which was supposed to be for his wife, put on his mother, and with that order which was supposed for his mother, he put on his wife. The order of authority, the order of demand, the order of governorship, the order that he must do this, that he was to command his poor mother, he was to command his poor servant, and do this, don't do this, and do it like this, and not like that. And the wife, when she speaks, the poor fellow's knees rattle, and when she orders something, then he prepares to do anything on Islamic. Then he says that at the end of the day, I am a man. The man or a mouse. The Muslim man, when he walks, then the heaven must move out of the road. Then the kuffar must move out of the road. He must have awe in him. He must have dignity in him. Yes, before his wife is like a mouse, because she is the ruling authority. She's got all the portfolios of the house. Poor fellow does not even know what is happening in the house, where the wife is, where the daughter is. He is supposed to be Abhijaluna Owamuna Alinda Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the man is the supervisor of the house, that the man is the controlling factor of the house, that the man is the ruling party of the house, that the man is the decision maker of the house, that the man is the guardian of the female. But today what is happening? Who is the only portfolio of making the decision in the house? Any function, brothers, that is as intermediary of sexes, where there is free intermediary of sexes, be it any function, that is haram, it is impermissible. No matter who holds that function, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the man the role, the female the role, and he's given separation. Man must realize this, that where is he taking his woman from? What is free with his valuable property? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the woman was buried. Today you take out the woman and you see so called liberation. You have to liberate the woman for a few couples, for a few rands, for a few dollars. It is just the dignity of the woman, not the necessity. Man must dress properly, female must dress properly, female must be protected, female's role must be determined, female's role must be understood in society and not commercialized. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted ability. Otherwise, what will happen in this locality? That while shopping will take place,
womanizing will take place, wedding city will take place, dancing will take place, there'll be other people's brothers in this place, and Muslims will be leading them. Few years ago you could not see a Muslim girl walk with a boy, but today you can see Muslim girls what they are doing around. And man is looking at it, and man is happy that this is happening. We should feel hurt about it and immediately do something about it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant an understanding of this. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.